Some fossil hunters want to change our image of a famous dinosaur. The tyrannosauroids are usually depicted as leathery-skinned giants that tear their prey to pieces with giant teeth. No doubt that was true, but they may have had a softer side. They may have been feathery, at least the young ones, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
No, these are not the kind of feathers you see on a pigeon. They are what scientists call proto-feathers. They're only about 3/4 of an inch long. The paleontologists who found the skeleton with these proto-feathers described them as tubular. From a few feet away, if you were foolish enough to get that close, they would have looked like little tufts. But rudimentary feathers they were, says Mark Norell of the American Museum of Natural History. Norell's team found them on the skeleton of a very primitive tyrannosaur, originally dug up by a farmer in China. It's an ancestor of the famous Tyrannosaurus rex, and the first Tyrannosaurus found with feathers. Norell suspects that the king, T. rex, had them too, at least the young ones. But if you're imagining a 40-foot flesh-eating predator that could fly, relax.
Feathers probably evolved as insulation mechanisms, and that when you're a very small animal, perhaps even, or probably even, you know, hatchling Tyrannosaurus rex, your problem would be holding on to heat, so you're completely covered with feathers.
Norell says adult Tyrannosaurus would have had the opposite problem, keeping cool, so they probably would have shed some, if not all, of their feathers. The feathered Tyrannosaur found in China was about 4 feet long and lived 130 million years ago in what is now West Liaoning. The region is famous for rock formations that yield beautifully preserved dinosaur fossils. Tyrannosaur expert Tom Holtz at the University of Maryland says the latest find is the oldest ancestor of T. rex ever found. He calls it the most exciting development in his line of work in the past 2 decades.
The prediction by theory was that if a tyrannosaur were to be found in that formation, we would find the body covering and that covering would in fact be protofeathers.
Holt says he believes the tyrannosaurs probably descended from much smaller, more bird-like dinosaurs. The West Liaoning region is the only place in the world that has yielded dinosaurs with the preserved remains of feathers rather than just impressions of them. 130 million years ago, it was blessed with shallow lakes with fine sediment and lots of volcanoes. Just right, says Holtz, for snuffing out animals and burying them quickly.
These are the conditions that would allow the preservation of the carbonized remains, the films left from the body covering. And that doesn't happen very often at all in the rock record.
Farmers in the region have dug up lots of fossil remains there, including this one. Paleontologist Ching Chu of the Chinese Academy of Sciences has recovered several of them, including a dinosaur with 4 wings. He says the region has become the world's dinosaur hotspot.
Every year when I went to that area, I found some new dinosaur. And every time I think, oh, it's over, there's no more new discovery. But next time when I went back, there will be something else new.
This latest discovery is described in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Chinese scientists have named the feathery tyrannosauroid Delong Paradoxus, which they translate as Surprising Emperor Dragon. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
You can see a picture of tyrannosauroid Delong Paradoxus in all his feathered glory at npr.org.